Have I ever told you about the time I was so cold I hid in a pizza warmer? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of the fundraisers that my church does is to work concessions at the Michigan University football games. The first game I ever worked happened to be in December, and it happened to be the coldest day in the world. Because of where our stand was, the wind whipped around the corner, and it had to be in the low teens that day, which it was probably even worse with a wind chill. And if you've ever worked food service, you already know how this goes. Your hands are always wet from washing them over and over again, and then you gotta wear those awful gloves that hold moisture, but you gotta take those gloves off if you're working the register slash computer. And if you don't know, football games are eternal, and we would have to be there early in the morning and then stay late with no heat unless you got a lucky break in the crowd and if you were able to run to the indoor bathrooms, which were heated. And so you understand why at one point I was hiding behind the door of the pizza warmer just trying to get a little bit of heat so that my toes wouldn't turn to rocks and have to be cut off. Of course, this is a little dramatic, but if you've ever been cold, you know it doesn't take long in the elements to get a little dramatic. And that's what today's Devo is sort of all about. It's called Coldest Days by Bethany Acker. During the coldest days of winter, it's almost difficult to remember what summer is like. How we can go outside in just t-shirts and shorts and still feel too warm. The sun beating down on us in the summertime makes us long for pools and ice cream and all sorts of things that cool us down. While in winter, we're usually trying to find ways to warm up. On the coldest days of winter, we might get frustrated. It can feel like this time is lasting forever and a nice summer day will never come. But it will come again. It always does. And in the same way, when we go through difficult times in life, we don't have to worry that life will never be good again. Things will turn around. They always do. God has created many seasons for us, not just winter and summer, but seasons in life as well. Sometimes the world around us feels cold, and sometimes it feels bright and warm. But we can trust Jesus to guide us through all life's seasons and keep us right where we need to be. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When life feels cold, do you get nervous that it will never be warm again? We all have this fear from time to time, but the truth is, no struggle will last forever. And in every season, Jesus is with us. He sees all the hard things we go through, and He has not abandoned us. In fact, it was because of God's great love for us that Jesus came and lived among us, died on the cross, and rose from the grave. So now if we've put our trust in Jesus, we can look forward to the day He will return and make all things new. Then our sadness and frustration will be gone forever. In the meantime, we can rely on Him to provide warmth on cold days and refreshment on hot days, and to use every season to help us become more and more like Him. How can these truths help us weather the difficult seasons in life? Can you think of any ways God has helped you in hard seasons before? Consider taking a moment to thank Him for this. One of the primary ways God helps His people is through His people. Who are trusted Christians in your life who can rejoice with you, mourn with you, pray with you, and remind you of God's never-ending love? And how can you be this kind of friend to others? As you and I can read in Psalm 121, verse 8, "The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 121 in its entirety, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, as well as chapter 28, verse 20, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in going deeper with your faith? Well, if so, check out our extra reading plans. You can find them on the Unlock Devo app or on the Bible app. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Heart Transplant with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.